CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden just signed a major deal with Ukraine on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Speaking outside the G7 summit in Italy, President Biden said the agreement sends a clear message to Russia.
We're not backing down. In fact, we're standing together against this illegal aggression.
In addition, the summit agreed to unlock frozen Russian assets.
Put that money to work for Ukraine.
Saying Russia isn't just a threat to Ukraine, it's a threat to the world.
Biden also mentioned his son Hunter's conviction today in Italy and insists he will not pardon him. The Supreme Court has unanimously preserved access to the widely used abortion pill mifepristone, but celebrations may be short-lived. CBS's Margaret Brennan explains why.
63% of abortions in 2023 in this country were performed using these medications, these abortion pills, specifically mifepristone. The story may not end here. There are three states who have already vowed to try to bring this up in the courts again.
Those three states, Missouri, Kansas, and Idaho. Former President Trump laid out his presidential agenda today while meeting with Republican leaders on Capitol Hill.
We're going to bring back our jobs. We're going to bring back common sense to government. We're going to have strong borders.
If he's reelected, he also expects to get his conviction overturned, demanding help from House Speaker Mike Johnson. The pier getting tons of much-needed supplies into Gaza could be out of commission again soon. CBS's David Martin.
High seas forecast for the weekend are likely to force the U.S. to dismantle the pier and tow it into an Israeli port to ride out the bad weather, which is expected to continue into next week.
Meantime, floodwaters keep rising in Florida, where heavy rains have been nonstop since Tuesday. Celine Castro's trapped at work in Sarasota.
The back got flooded. The front got flooded. I wasn't able to get out my car because if I did, I would get stuck.
Record rains are also causing flood problems and widespread damage in South Florida. The Bay Area is now considered a safe space.
San Francisco has become one of the first major cities in the country to declare itself a sanctuary for transgender and gender nonconforming people. The city's board of supervisors voted unanimously in favor of the symbolic idea.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula reporting. NASA says it accidentally sent out an emergency signal as part of a medical drill meant for training purposes. It involved an injured crew member with decompression sickness aboard the International Space Station, but that message got picked up by NASA's live stream. Crew members were in their sleep period at the time, and NASA insists they're all healthy and safe. They went on to do a six-hour spacewalk today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave proposed $120 million in spending projects during his State of the County message this week. The proposed spending includes a 911 system upgrade and marina repairs. Coach USA, owner of Wisconsin Coach, which runs throughout southeast Wisconsin, has filed for bankruptcy. Service is expected to continue. An $800,000 statewide ad campaign has been launched against Speaker Robin Voss. A political group is trying to label the Racine County rep as Wisconsin's biggest roadblock on key issues. Former President Donald Trump reportedly called the RNC host city terrible this morning. However, Congressman Stile disputes that claim. There's a Trump rally in Racine next week. The Women's Resource Center of Racine is seeking donations. They're looking for fans, extension cords, and medicine. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Pack breaks camp. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up their three-day mandatory mini camp. What was the final practice like?
I think anytime you go into the last day, it's kind of like the last day of school. I think it's a little bit harder to keep their focus. You just got to keep reminding them to stay dialed in, and we still have a couple more meetings left. So that was kind of the message at the end of it.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. The players will be back in 5 weeks for training camp. Baseball, bottom of the sixth inning. Milwaukee's Bryce Terang and Blake Perkins pulled off a double steal. Pat Murphy on giving them the green light.
We study the other team, how they defend first and third. It's a play where they cut the shortstop in front and actually throw to him, give you the perception that the shortstop's in front. When you see that, the third base coach holds the guy.
The Crew went on to win 5-4 over the Blue Jays to win the series. They host the Reds tomorrow night. NBA tributes for Lakers legend Jerry West. That's his silhouette in the league logo, and that's why Jerry West's nickname was the logo. He was 86. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with a low around 60 and mostly sunny for tomorrow. A high in the low 70s. On Saturday, mid 70s with a partly sunny sky. Maybe a storm Saturday night. Into Sunday, highs mid 80s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
You know, that ended up being a big hit for the Beach Boys, but that was not the first time they recorded that song. They first tried recording that song in February of 1962, but that original recording was not deemed broadcast quality, so they took another crack at it about a year and a half later.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came in. You came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, it's Kurt Vollman, and Stuart J. Waddles is here. Now, you've been married. How long have you been married now?
Oh, geez. We couldn't have gone over this before we went on the air, Kurt. Oh, boy.
Approximately. I won't hold you to it.
We've been together since we were like 18, and I'm in my 40s now. Okay. So a while.
Okay.
Did I read a lot of it properly?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
All right. So, Here's something I stumbled across on Facebook. It was talking about things that men think are attractive but aren't. So I want you to think back to your single days and tell me if any of these applied to you.
If I think they are attractive.
Yeah. Well, okay. if These are things that are not attractive, but men think they are. But I want to know if this was you.
Okay.
Being over masculine, you know, the alpha male type.
Is that something that I think is?
No, was that you? Were you the alpha male type in your sentence?
I don't know. In some situations, possibly. Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, that's off-putting. That's what women are saying. Apparently,
push. Which women?
You're going to stay away from those women? Is that what it is?
Well, which one? I'd like to know the background of this survey.
There's Julie thinks it is, and Margaret thinks it's several of them. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Loud engines. Those are things that men apparently think are attractive, but women don't. That's not going to impress your woman. Loud engines.
It depends. If that's the sort of woman you're looking for, well, maybe that she'd find that sort of thing attractive.
Okay.
Not my cup of meat.
Gamers.
I think it's a generational thing, Kurt. Okay. I think it's for yous and knees. No, but I think for a younger set, yeah, I think sure. Let's get into some current game that all the kids are playing.
Okay.
I couldn't name one. I don't have any.
Me neither. I see my son playing them all the time, but I don't know.
Minecraft. Let's play Minecraft. There we go.
Okay. And alcohol consumption and bragging about it. You know, women like their alcoholic beverages too, but planning your day around it, I don't know. Apparently that's off-putting.
Well, tell that to the people planning the wine walks once a month in downtown areas.
Hey,
not that I'm against them.
My wife works at a wine store, so come on.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Stuart will keep us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ+ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. It's easy to forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat. Mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a puddin' shake. Indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Girl, I can't let you do this. Let you hold.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, I'm going to have another keyword in our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Congrats to some of our past winners, including Eric from Union Grove, Rose in Waukesha, Jerry in Racine, Kevin in Racine, Ruth Ann in Burlington. We're just getting started with summer fun, so keep it here for local news and timeless hits.
I'm the fire. prove it ain't true that your life has kicked you. It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Hey, come on.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Let's get you into the news center.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college in Wisconsin is closing. The University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh is closing its Fox City campus a year from now. UW System Schools have closed four other two-year branch campuses since last year. Wisconsin's Economic Development Secretary disagrees with the notion that Wisconsin has one of the worst economies in the nation. WalletHub just ranked Wisconsin number 40. Missy Hughes says she sees a lot of evidence to the contrary.
I'm just coming back from a groundbreaking for an $800 million facility in Jefferson for Kikkoman Company. And of course, we had the big Microsoft announcement a few weeks ago.
She also points to low unemployment. WalletHub cites Wisconsin's stagnant GDP and low startup activity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. During this week's State of the County Address, we're seeing County Executive Jonathan Delagrave proposed projects exceeding $120 million. Those include upgrades to the countywide 911 system. He also highlighted the sheriff's substation housing the 911 department as facing a critical situation. He said it's going to require millions in updates and repairs or a new facility. Delagrave, giving his 10th address, said the Reef Point Marina needs updates and repairs mandated by the DNR. The county is expected to deliver a marina plan this year. The former president might be landing next week in what he may have called a horrible city. A report from Punchbowl News says Trump this morning in a meeting with House Republicans called the RNC host city a terrible city. Congressman Brian Stile was in the room and says on social media that that report is incorrect. Trump will be in Racine next week for a campaign rally, his first in the state since his felony convictions. He's scheduled to speak at 3 that day from Festival Park. A group helping Racine County women needs a little help themselves. The Women's Resource Center in Racine is seeking donations of various items to assist their efforts. Leaders are looking for items like box fans, extension cords, binders, pain relievers, and cough and cold medicine. The community is encouraged to drop off any donated items at the Women's Resource Center on College Avenue. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with a low around 60 and mostly sunny for tomorrow. A high in the low 70s. On Saturday, mid 70s with a partly sunny sky. Maybe a storm Saturday night. Into Sunday, highs mid 80s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
You walked into the park.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You're Homeward Bound with me today. And a study found that a plain chicken breast does just as good a job of raising your cholesterol level as red meat does. Yeah, but without the added burden of having to actually taste good.
Started long ago in the Garden of Eden when Adam said to Eve, baby, chain. Yeah, all day long they're saying, put, ah, put, ah, put, ah, put, ah.
Don't you know
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, with local news and timeless hits on WRJN. You know how they always say with parents, it's not what you say, but what you do? Listen to this. There's a story about a 10-year-old boy in China who keeps running away from home. And this recent time he ran away, the police found him at a subway station. Now, the boy told police that he ran away to protest his parents' neglect since they were incessantly playing games on their phones. Police contacted the boy's father, who promised he would break his smartphone addiction. See, it's not what you say, it's what you do.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank. Check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Be here for an epic celebration of Latin American culture at Brewers Cerveceros Day on July 14th, presented by Sherwin-Williams. With each special ticket, you'll get a one-of-a-kind Brewers beach towel. Find your seats now at brewers.com/community nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. It's easy to forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat. Mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a puddin' shake. Indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Just about quitting time at WRJN. Thanks for being with me this afternoon. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour.
Well, I never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it. Don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I hit it for Las Vegas, only made it out to Needles.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. A win for abortion advocates today at the Supreme Court, where justices unanimously preserved access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Justice Kavanaugh really goes piece by piece, talking not about at all reproductive choice, but all about, are these people who tried to come in and challenge mifepristone, are they the right people?